February 2010. Every bird feeder is a stage on which a company of actors performs for the delight of an attentive audience. The show is not an extravaganza, not a parade of marvels. Its pleasures are to be found more in familiarity than in spectacle or surprise. The play is known, so are the players. We're not talking about Las Vegas here or Broadway, but about a provincial theater, well-loved, but seldom flashy. In my district, the Theater of the Birds is a repertory company, having a permanent cast of 7 or 8. These are the chickadee, white-breasted nuthatch, slate-colored junco, tufted titmouse, blue jay, hairy woodpecker, downy woodpecker, and goldfinch. They make up the core members of the company, able, versatile, consistent. What they lack in glamour, they more than pay off in reliability. For the greater entertainment of patrons, our bird feeder also recruits each year an irregular cast of visiting performers who turn up unexpectedly in some seasons. The evening grosbeak, pine siskin, purple finch, and redpole. These are the marquee names, the high-priced talent that a small house must stretch to afford. They work with the core company to provide that happy union of the familiar and the new that is central to the enjoyment of theater, and which the bird feeder's audience gets for the price of a bag of sunflower seed and 6 ounces of beef suet.